Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm David Finkel, Artistic Director of Music at Menlo, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to the music you'll be hearing at the festival this summer. In previous seasons, Music at Menlo has presented the chamber music repertoire in a variety of contexts. We've explored the musical traditions of different regions, surveyed the legacies of composers from Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven to Mendelssohn, Dvorak, and Brahms, and examined music's ineffable effects on the listener. This summer, we will focus not on a composer or musical style, but on an instrument whose evolution in the hands of master makers and immortal composers constitutes one of music's richest stories, the violin. A miracle of technology that has not required an upgrade for over 300 years, the violin has been a driving force in the flowering of musical art. After the Cremonese master Antonio Stradivari perfected its design in the early 18th century, the violin acquired newfound power to sing, dazzle, and entrance that enabled composers to realize their musical dreams. From the innovative composer-performers of the Baroque period, through the technical wizards of the Romantic era, to the pioneers of instrumental expression in the 20th century, Music at Menlo's 2017 season celebrates the synergies between immortal composers and great violinists. Audio Notes are designed to enhance your enjoyment and deepen your appreciation of the music. I'll be joined by artistic co-director Wu Han and Audio Notes author and producer Patrick Castillo to offer historical and cultural context to this summer's concert programs, highlighted by examples of the music you'll be hearing at the festival. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you at the concerts. The journey begins in the generation before J.S. Bach. Through the ingenuity of such composer virtuosi as Carlo Farina, Mario Uccellini, and Pietro Antonio Locatelli, the violin evolved from the modest fiddle of street musicians to the voice of musical nobility. Next to these innovators, Concert Program 1 features one of the iconic masterpieces of the instrument's repertoire, Tartini's famous Devil's Trill Sonata. The latter half of the program brings together the Baroque period's most influential composers, Arcangelo Corelli, Antonio Vivaldi, and Johann Sebastian Bach, whose sea-parting concerti simultaneously crowned a king of instruments and defined a musical era.
Little is known of the Italian violinist and composer Carlo Farina's early life. Born in Mantua in 1604, he would have known the music of Claudio Monteverdi and encountered firsthand the playing of the great virtuoso Salamone Rossi. In 1625, after gaining some renown as a violinist, Farina was appointed concertmeister of the court of Johann Georg I, Elector of Saxony in Dresden, where he worked under Heinrich Schütz. He returned to Italy in 1629 and held various posts in different cities until 1635. He thereafter held positions in Danzig and Vienna, where he died in 1639. All of Farina's extant music dates from his time in Dresden. 5 volumes of music, primarily dance pieces, for the violin, featuring early examples of virtuoso writing idiomatic to the instrument. The colorful Capriccio Stravagante is Farina's best-known work. The Capriccio deploys the violin to mimic the sounds of various other instruments, a lyre, a clarion trumpet, a military drum, a Spanish guitar, and even animals, a cat, a dog, a hen, using glissando, pizzicato, collegno, that is, using the wood of the bow rather than the hair, sul ponticello, and other techniques. Thank you.
Following Farina and other early innovators, Mario Uccellini and Giovanni Battista Vitali, Concert Program 1 presents music by the founding father of modern instrumental virtuosity, Pietro Antonio Locatelli.
Born in 1695, Locatelli was one of Arcangelo Corelli's three star pupils, and went on to become arguably the 18th century's most technically accomplished violin virtuoso. Locatelli, in turn, exercised considerable influence over subsequent generations of composers with L'Arte del Violino, his confidently titled volume of 12 violin concerti. These concerti illustrate the most advanced instrumental technique of the day. They captivated no less a master than Paganini, who credited L'Arte del Violino with, quote, opening up a world of new ideas and devices that never had the merited success because of excessive difficulties. End quote. The 12 concerti collectively feature 24 solo violin caprices in the first and last movements of each concerto. Paganini began composing his celebrated 24 caprices after discovering L'Arte, and quoted Locatelli's concerto in E major, opus 3, number 4, in his own first caprice. Abroad, L'Arte del Violino was nothing short of transformative to the instrument's tradition. Its Paris publication in 1740 triggered a sudden rise in virtuosity among French violinists. Jean-Marie Leclerc, regarded as the founder of the French violin school, is known to have valued Locatelli's concerti. Though the 24 caprices of L'Arte del Violino are occasionally performed independently of the concerti, this approach loses the totality of what are in actuality quite delectable concerti. Witness the concerto number 6 in G minor, bookended by an affecting slow first movement and a rousing vivace finale, despite the unsmiling key. Yet, indeed, the concerto's highlights are the dazzling caprices in these outer movements, which prefigure the romantic concerto tradition in their glorification of the heroic virtuoso.
Among the luminaries of the instrument spellbound by l'arte del violino was Giuseppe Tartini. Though largely self-taught, Tartini came to be considered, by the mid-18th century, the finest violinist of his generation. "If you had heard him," noted one contemporary listener, "you would believe that never before in your life had you heard a violin." In both his playing and his compositional style, Tartini presaged classical and even romantic era aesthetics. His famous Devil's Trill Sonata burns with an intense ardor a century ahead of its time and befitting its paranormal inspiration. One night, the composer claimed, quote, "I dreamed that I had sold my soul to the devil. All went well. My new servant fulfilled all my wishes. I gave him my violin out of curiosity, but I was amazed to hear him play a sonata so miraculous and beautiful that it exceeded all flights of imagination. I was enchanted, my breath stopped, and I awoke. I reached for my violin to reproduce some of the sounds I had heard in my dream. In vain, the music I composed at that moment is no doubt the best I ever wrote, and I call it the Devil's Sonata, but it is a far cry from what I heard in my dream." End quote.
The violin's earliest innovators, the generation of Italian violinist composers including Rossi, Farina, Torelli, and others, can fairly be viewed as forerunners to Arcangelo Corelli, the first of the great violinists. Corelli represents the start of the tradition of instrumental excellence that continues with today's finest virtuosi. One contemporary observer attested, quote, "I never met with any man that suffered his passions to hurry him away so much whilst he was playing on the violin as the famous Corelli, whose eyes will sometimes turn red as fire, his countenance will be distorted, his eyeballs roll as in an agony, and he gives in so much to what he is doing that he doth not look like the same man. A symphony of furies shakes the soul. The artist himself, whilst he is performing it, is seized with an unavoidable agony. He tortures his violin. He racks his body. He is no longer master of himself, but is agitated like one possessed with an irresistible motion." End quote. Corelli's sonatas, and especially his Concerti Grossi, mark a watershed in the history of the instrument, and indeed of Western music at large. By contrast to Locatelli, whose L'arte del violino garnered acclaim for its fiendish virtuosity, Corelli's music, rather short on pyrotechnics, instead won over admirers with its formal elegance and noble character. Corelli withdrew from public performance after 1708 and spent his final years preparing his Concerti Grossi for publication. The 12 Concerti Grossi appeared posthumously in 1714 as his Opus 6. The structure of the Baroque Concerto Grosso arose from Corelli's formal innovations. The Concerto Grosso involves a dialogue between sections of music played by the full ensemble and more intimate sections played by a group of soloists called the concertino. This convention reflected the structure of the personnel at large musical chapels, which comprised two categories of musicians, the ripieno, or full ensemble, and a small group of soloists. The repianists were typically players of average ability, whereas the soloists exhibited higher instrumental facility. Just as in a later era, Haydn would formalize certain conventions to be crystallized by Mozart and Beethoven, Corelli's Opus 6 laid the foundation for the Baroque Concerto Grosso. The most famous of the Opus 6 concerti is the Concerto No. 8 in G minor, Fatto per la notte di Natale, made for Christmas night. The Christmas Concerto, as it is more simply known, is scored for a concertino of two violins and cello, ripieno strings, and continuo, and cast in five movements instead of the usual four. After a stately tutti opening comes a mysterious grave marked by sensual dissonances. Then, a sprightly allegro propelled by the concertino. The Adagio's second movement features expressive lyricism centered on a tender dialogue between the concertino violins. A vigorous allegro episode interrupts before the movement ends with a reprise of the loving adagio. A gallant triple meter vivace and spirited allegro follow, proceeding attacca to one of Corelli's most beloved creations, the Pastorale ad Libitum in lilting 12/8 time.
Antonio Vivaldi's vast catalogue of concerti demonstrates an imaginative breadth that ranks him among the most important voices of the Baroque period, and certainly as the most influential Italian composer of his generation. In the lineage of great composer violinists, Vivaldi succeeds Corelli with the Fury, infusing Corelli's stylistic and technical innovations with incandescent virtuosity and dramatic audacity that will inform listeners' fundamental understanding of music for generations. The concerto medium, a form intended as a vehicle for soloistic virtuosity, was Vivaldi's calling card and developed into the quintessential Baroque genre largely by his hand. Vivaldi's concerti were of consequential influence on no less a genius than Johann Sebastian Bach. When Bach first discovered the violin concerti of Vivaldi's L'Estro Armonico, he was helplessly seduced by their high-flying virtuoso quality. It is no exaggeration to say that Bach's Brandenburg concertos, often held as the gold standard of Baroque concerti grossi, are unthinkable without the precedent of Vivaldi's concerti.
The concerto in D major for two violins, two cellos, and strings demonstrates all of those qualities that so enthralled Bach and others among Vivaldi's contemporaries. Largely foregoing melodic, harmonic, or contrapuntal complexity, the opening allegro instead builds overwhelming ensemble textures to create a sweeping dramatic intensity. The movement features exciting passage work for both solo violins, and notably agile writing for the celli, nearly to match. The Largo second movement counters with soulful melodic writing, while fleet filigree by all four soloists highlights the bracing allegro finale. The influence of Vivaldi's L'Estro Armonico, its demonstrative character and high-flying virtuosity, is audible in J.S. Bach's Concerto in D minor for two violins. The double concerto, composed around 1730, betrays Vivaldi's influence in its melodic and textural content, combined with a razor-sharp acuity of Bach's own contrapuntal art. This adroit integration of form and flair is on display from the concerto's opening fugato. Second violins present the commanding subject, a rocket-like ascending figure, an arpeggio back down the scale, a pungent upward leap of a seventh, then a clipped descent back to the tonic. First violins respond in kind, up a fifth. Following this energetic tutti opening, the concertino features a crackling repartee between the solo violins, both dealing florid passage work. Ripieno strings and continuo interject with fragments of the opening subject. Though likewise exhibiting a fugato opening, the concerto's slow second movement may not be immediately recognizable as such, as its enchanting lyricism belies the form's cerebral rigor. Here instead, Bach trades the fugal sound of perfect engineering for fetching cantilena melody. The two solo violins issue long-breathed lines, delicately swirling about one another like plumes of smoke. The slow movement's merciless beauty gives way in the concerto's finale to no-holds-barred dramatic intensity, audibly beholden to the concerti of Vivaldi that so held Bach in their thrall. Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Carlo Farina's Capriccio Stravagante, performed by Monica Huggett and the Irish Baroque Orchestra, appears courtesy of Avi Records. Pietro Locatelli's Concerto in G Minor, Opus 3, No. 6, performed by Ensemble Violini Capricciosi, appears courtesy of Brilliant Classics. Giuseppe Tartini's Devil's Trill Sonata, performed by Nicola Benedetti and Christian Kernan, Vivaldi's Concerto in D Major for two violins, two cellos, strings, and continuo, RV 564, performed by Catherine McIntosh, Monica Huggett, Anner Bielsma, Anthony Pleith, and the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood, and Haydn's Piano Trio in E-flat Major, Hoboken 1529, performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio, appear courtesy of Decca Classics. Corelli's Christmas Concerto, performed by the English Concert, conducted by Trevor Pinnock, appears courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon. Bach's Double Violin Concerto, performed by violin soloists Alexander Sudkovetsky and Daniel Hope, violinists Benny Kim, Don B. Bella Hristova, and Jessica Lee, violists Sin Yun Huang and Mark Holloway, cellists Keith Robinson and Daniel McDonough, theorbist Daniel Swenberg, and bassist Anthony Manzo, Mozart's Violin Sonata in A Major, performed by James Ennis and Gloria Chen, and Beethoven's Quintet in C Major, Opus 29, performed by Cholyang Lin, Aretha Jula, Paul Neubauer, Daniel Phillips, and Fred Sherry, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Giovanni Battista Viotti's Duetto, performed by Ruggero Ricci, appears courtesy of Dynamic Records. Rudolf Kreutzer's Etude No. 22, performed by Elizabeth Wallfish, appears courtesy of CPO Records. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led. Thank you.